This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now once again with Essex Tech High School boys hockey coach Mark Leonard. Coach, welcome back after another win. Congratulations.
Thanks, Rick. Yeah, it was a great, good stretch we're going through right now.
Tell me about the game on Saturday.
Yeah, we played North Reading, who's very young, but they've improved a ton this year. Their goalie was tremendous. I think we controlled the game pretty well. We ended up winning 3-1. They scored a goal with about 2 minutes left. Kids played well. The forecheck was excellent, and we got some good goals and some good goaltending from Garrett when it was needed. So it was a nice win and a league win for us too.
Yeah, and you must be happy, Coach, with the defense and the goaltending, because only allowing 35 games in 17, that's usually a winning formula.
Yeah, we're pretty stingy on defense. We got good-sized D that can skate and move the puck, and Garrett White has been our goalie. He's got 4 shutouts this year. He's been tremendous for us.
This time of year, Coach, there's runny noses, there's sore throats, there's fatigue.
Yeah, yeah.
and it's not unusual, but it's tough to navigate. And tell me a little bit about how you do that as a coach, because you do have to look at different things, who's out, who's in. Maybe, you tell a kid, hey, you might want to go see what's wrong or something like that. How do you navigate those waters?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, this time of year, man, everyone has something. Everyone's coughing, sneezing, they've got sore throats. And, I mean, probably the number one germ factory is a locker room anyway, as it is. It's not the best place to be. They're all, sweating and breathing on each other. But, we just really try to stress dressing properly. They walk out of the rink, they're sweating. And half the time they have, like, a T-shirt on, and they're going out into, like, 20-degree weather, and it's so we just really try to, we want them to wear hats all the time and not go out with wet hair and stuff. But, they're kids. They're going to do their thing. And we just hope that they get enough rest and drink a lot of fluids, just don't breathe on each other.
That's yeah, exactly. It's funny. I was just talking to Derek Geary, the Gloucester coach. He said the same thing. We got to make sure they stay hydrated, eat their vegetables. And it's part of coaching. It's part of teaching. Now, this is a very special week coming up, Coach. It's the it's the end of the regular season, 3 games left. You tell me again about the Farley Dickinson tournament down in the Vineyard. Tell me what you guys do in terms of overnight and stuff like that, the whole preparation.
Yeah, it's been, the moms that have been running things have been working very hard. And we're going to go down Saturday morning. We're going to head down to Falmouth and take the ferry over, and then we're going to play on Saturday at 5:00. One of our captains, Chris Meyer, he has family in the Vineyard, and they're having the whole team over for a lunch before the game when we get down there. That'll be nice. So we play Linfield Saturday, 5:00. It's going to count as a league game for us, even though it's in the tournament. And that's going to be a tough game. And then we play either the winner or the loser of the Hopkinton, who's a solid D2 team. They were in the Garden last year, and Martha's Vineyard. Those two teams will play, and we'll play Linfield, and the winners and losers will play on Sunday. We're staying over at the Edgar Hotel in Martha's Vineyard. It's supposedly a great place. I've never been there, but supposed to be nice. And we'll watch hockey. We have on Sunday. They have a big, like, a brunch with all the teams. It's kind of nice. Everyone gets together. And then you play, and then we'll be heading home Sunday. And then, we're in the final week. We got one last game against Latin Academy next Wednesday. So we want to look to finish strong. It's the kids are looking forward to the trip, obviously. But, we want to play as best as we can as we get into the tournament,
When I was a JV baseball coach, I had the Willies taking the team one time to Fenway Park all by myself. And two kids actually left and took off by themselves. It was a night game, and they did not
really?
make the bus. Needless to say, I didn't coach anymore after that. But do you have parents who help out in this kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. A bunch of moms have really done, helping out a lot. Sasha, Sylvia, Sandra Sutcliffe, Jill Granger, my wife Colleen Leonard. They're all doing a ton of work. you know, they do at the games too with the 50-50 and, you know, just getting the rink decorated and stuff like that. We just had senior night, so they went nuts on the rink with banners and posters. So they do a lot of work for me and for the program and the boys ultimately. So
boy, you have established such a culture there in such a short time. Congratulations for that. It's really cool. And
you
know, Linfield first time around, they took it to you guys, but you're not the same team as you were the first time around.
Yeah, no, we're really not. And in that game, you know, we were down 3-0 in about 9 minutes into the game, and then we really outplayed them for the second and third period. I mean, we outshot them by about 12 shots, and we just couldn't put it in. We had 3 breakaways. We didn't score. And so we had a lot of chances. I think we're a much better team than we were then, but, you know, they are too. They've had a full season of development, and listen, they're a top 5 team. You know, I think we're 3 and they're 5. They're going to be a tough team. And, you know, we just hope to play them tough, play our best, and hopefully we can come out on top. But, you know, it's going to be a challenge. They're very good. But it's great. You want to play those good teams right before the tournament. So we're really looking forward to it.
Excellent, excellent. Great time of year, a lot of fun, and great representation from all the schools. And we look forward to seeing – to talking to you prior to the tournament. But in the meantime, have a great trip down there, Mark, and be safe, for heaven's sakes.
Great. Thank you. Let's hope the weather cooperates.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mark. Take care. Be well.
Rick, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. That is Mark Leonard, who is the Essex Tech hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.